The Township of Russell is set to host the third edition of its Meet Me on Main Street event on July 15, 2025. New this year is a dedicated teen zone organized by the Teen Advisory Committee at the Russell Public Library. Counselor Lisa Deakin, who chairs the committee, explains how the idea of this new edition came to life.
Oh, it's such a great thing. We were able to consult with young people. So the township has a teen advisory committee made up now of 9 members of teens from the community. So there are all of the high schools within the township are represented. There's Russell High School, there's St. Thomas Aquinas, and Ecole Secondaire Catholique d'Enfer. So members from those schools come to the committee 4 times a year to meet and discuss their priorities. Last year, the teen committee had held a forum where they were consulting with over 80 teens on what some of their priorities were for the community at large. And volunteerism and civic engagement came out as a big priority for teens. They want to get more involved. They want to be out in the community making connections. And so that was a big takeaway from that consultation. And so the teen committee this year determined that their priority for the year was going to be engaging youth at community events. And then, of course, when the Meet Me on Main opportunity came up, they pounced on that right away. So what I really love about the committee is that it's for teens by teens, and this was their idea 100%.
Lila Marie Copeland, a local teen and vice chair of the Teen Advisory Committee, shares why she believes having a dedicated teen zone at community events like Meet Me on Main Street is essential for youth engagement.
I think it's important that teens have their own space at events like Meet Me on Main Street because it encourages more youth to get out and participate in the community. I find that teenagers these days had a harder time being involved. It might just be a difference of generation, but I find that finding a way to make them feel included, have something that they enjoy there, it encourages them to come out and be more connected with the rest of the community.
Lila Marie Copeland shares what teens can look forward to in this year's dedicated zone.
Right now we're looking at having an open mic that teens and other people can sign up for if they want to perform. Included that is a lot of live music. We're looking at a dunk tank, which we are hoping to raise funds that we want to donate to mental health aid organization or put towards hiring a counselor or doing mental health workshops at the new library being built in Embrun. We're looking to hand out free swag, some snacks, and just a space to chill and play lawn games in general. I'm very excited about the dunk tank. We are lining up a few specific people that we want to dunk, and I think one of those people that we have confirmed is actually the mayor. So, very excited for the dunk tank.
Counselor Deakin talks about the warm reception and support the initiative received from the community.
I think that the announcement is still building with the township staff. They've been really great partnering to bring the volunteerism fair to light. So I think that the reaction from the local associations and community groups has been very positive, that they have a free space to grow awareness in the village of Russell and in the township on that date, on July 15th. So that has been a really positive reaction. And I'll be honest, I think that there's also a little bit of delight when they find out that it's young people actually that insisted on having a volunteerism aspect to the event. I think that sometimes we aren't sure exactly how to engage with teens and where their interests are and, you know, the ways that they want to be volunteering in the community. So I think that, like I said, there was a real delight amongst the organizations to learn that this was actually a team-driven idea. So that's been very, very positive. And we're going to be working hard as the Teen Advisory Committee after our meeting on Wednesday to get teen-specific messaging out, because we want as many young people to be stopping by their teen lounge. It is their teen lounge, you know, relaxing, having some snacks, having some fun, and enjoying themselves. So our focus on the next week or so is really going to be making sure that teens in our community know that that space is for them and hope to see them there. And thank you for having these interviews as well, that we can spread the word as much as possible.
Lila Marie Copeland hopes the initiative will strengthen teens' sense of connection and belonging within the community.
I'm hoping that teens of Embrun and Russell will hopefully have more of a sense of belonging. I know that it's hard to get involved, especially coming out of the pandemic. There's a lot of us that are still in our shell. So I'm hoping that this will encourage teens to come up to more community events, even if it's not necessarily targeted towards teenagers in general, and just give teenagers a chance to connect with others. It's a good spot to just find people your age with similar interests and hopefully find new friends or interests together.
The Township of Russell will host its Meet Me on Main Street event on July 15th, 2025, along Concession Street in Russell. This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.